Welcome to Classic Comics Cavalcade. I'm Jason Sachs.
I'm Amir Malikpour.
Today, we are continuing our look at the classic Lee and Kirby Fantastic Four with the first appearance of the Black Panther in Fantastic Four number 52.
All right.
Okay, so I got to show you this, Amir. Let me share my screen because this was a find. So apparently, there is an alternate version of the cover of this issue.
Whoa!
And Heritage Auctions has it. It went for $131,450, apparently.
Is it still for sale? Let's put our... I'm going to get my piggy bank.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can find any this kind of money in the couch. But here it is. And apparently, Jack designed him with a half mask.
Wow, like Batman.
Yeah. Like the Wakandan Batman. Let me scroll up so we can see the whole screen of... the action. Wow. This, of course, would have ruined our last page reveal. But this is a freaking dynamic page, huh?
It's great, yeah. Was this inked by Joe Sinnott also?
It looks like it. Yeah, in fact, it says Jack Kirby and Joe Sinnott, FF54. Oh, cool.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, you could see Sinnott in Sue's face there, especially in the way he draws Johnny. Actually, in all their faces. Mm-hmm. It's a nice little find there. His feet look like flippers or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's ready to go swimming and with his special things on his feet.
And he's wearing underwear.
Right?
I like the new design better, actually. It's cool. The actual Black Panther design is much better than this.
I agree. Ooh, you don't want to see that. We want to see this. This is still a really dynamic cover, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I think this might be a better cover now that I look at it again.
I think so. I think it's a better cover.
Actually, kind of perfectly symbolizes the issue. Because the Panther's kind of above the FF, leading them away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the Kirby device underneath him. And yeah, having him silhouetted in the sun too. Yeah, that is so dynamic.
Yeah, it's like mysterious. They don't know he's there, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All you see of his face are those glowing eyes.
You know that Panther, what it just reminded me of? Reminded me of like some Frank Miller drawings too. I mean, obviously Frank Miller is, I mean, I don't know about obviously, but he's definitely influenced by Kirby, but it's just like, I've seen Frank Miller like Sin City characters like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good insight.
Or like when he got into his more like distilled down drawing, not as intricate drawing, like that's what it looks like. It's pretty cool.
It's so simplified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's simplified. Yeah.
Right. The Panther looks so simplified, and then the devices underneath him are so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It also really makes him pop. Your eye is so attracted to him.
Yeah. Is he in the foreground? Is he in the background?
That's a good question, too.
I mean, we know better. He's in the background, but having read.
Wow. I'm having trouble reading the three-dimensionality of that image now. Like, how far ahead is the torch?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah. Like, how close is the torch to Sue there?
I feel like he's right above them.
Yeah, the Panther's like above Ben's head or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, the more I look at it, the more it looks like impossible Kirby physics.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, what do you think of the issue?
So, should we give like a little quick summary?
Yeah.
Do you want me to do it or you want
to... go ahead.
Cool. So the issue, for those who haven't read this, 50-year-old comic or 60-year-old comic. Is it 60? Oh my god. Yeah. Basically the Fantastic Four get invited to visit an African king's country, Black Panther, and they're sent this flight machine to fly down there. And so when they go there, when the Fantastic Four get there, They go and pick up, before they do that, they pick up Johnny from college and his buddy Wyatt Wingfoot, his Native American friend Wyatt Wingfoot, and they go visit Black Panther. And unbeknownst to them, Black Panther is bringing them to the island so that he can test himself against the best superheroes in the world, which is the Fantastic Four in this case, to go up against his arch enemy, the Claw. Of course, we take up the whole issue, Fantastic Four not knowing this. So they battle the Black Panther throughout different contraptions that he set out for them, and he defeats them, but in the end they get out of it and they win and they gain his respect. And then we stop for the next issue where his origin will be revealed.
I just like that, like the Panther is toying with them. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the world's greatest superheroes, right? Mm-hmm. And he's so confident, we don't know yet he's the king, right? But he's so confident, he's just really into manipulating them. Mm-hmm. It's like a cat playing with his toys. Mm-hmm. You know how like a cat will attack a mouse and throw it up in the air and treat it like a plaything. It's almost like what he's doing with the FF here.
And I like they mentioned that in Wakanda, or like there's a note from Stan Lee saying like, in Wakanda, the Panther is spiritually important to the Wakandans, kind of like how cows are to some Hindu religions or Indian religion.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about that as we leaf through the issue. I think the splash page is an even better image than the cover.
Yeah, that actually, you know, it's so funny. I've always thought about that as the cover.
Yeah.
For some reason. I mean, I never read this comic, but if you ask me, like, I would think this was the cover, but no.
Yeah, that's why I chose it as the background here, the image. Plus, I like that he's staring me right down my bald head here. Well,
and then also, you're also showcasing Wyatt Wingfoot on your background.
Well, he is way out and wonderful.
Yeah. Can we talk about Wyatt Wingfoot, or you want to get to him first?
Yeah, we'll get to him. He's going to be there in a second.
Okay.
It's cool how T'Challa sends the FF, this flying device thing. I mean, it's more Kirby tech. And I'm not even sure it looks consistent from panel to panel, but it's just so fun.
Yeah.
Nice backgrounds in New York City, too. Mm-hmm. And when the plane flips over, it's a nice subtle image here on panel 3.
It is. It's kind of cool. Yeah, it's like the thing. You know, there's a line where it says, like, when you and I go for a spin, pussycat, we hop into the old hot rod and take off. But you wouldn't expect the FF to be as conventional as that now, would you? Who's he calling pussycat? Is he talking to his wife? Or?
It sounds like he's talking to Ben, isn't it? Because Ben's the one
who goes... Oh, no. Is that Ben or is that... I think that's Stan Lee. You know the caption?
You're right. Yeah. Yeah. Stan's talking to us. You're right. Yeah.
Talking to a reader?
I guess so.
It's funny.
Oh, I wish I had a hot rod that I could go for a spin in.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a lot more fun than driving the old Honda. So they land and they get greeted by one of the folks from Wakanda. I love how he's using the small device that he can use to call all around the world. I've got one of those in my pocket all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You talk to people in Brazil, I talk to people in India every day.
I read this comic on that device. No.
I hate the way they color black people in these 60s Marvels.
Mm.
It's true in the S.H.I.E.L.D. issues too that we saw by Steranko. We just did audio on. That gray color just looks weird. Mm. But whatever. It's cool how he's like the technological... Got this awesome 60s technology. And then this kind of bait and switch scene. Is this where you're going to talk about a little bit of the racism of the story?
Well, I didn't really want to talk about the racism, but there's a lot of jokes, not just this, but there's a lot of jokes that Ben makes. Like, hey, I thought, what is this, Tarzan or something? You know, they say like some stuff like that. And I don't know where Stanley's coming from. I'm assuming he's going to do the bait and switch thing where like people are expecting to be prejudiced and racist. And they realize, no, this is actually the most technologically advanced nation in the world, like with the richest nation and the most technologically advanced one. But still, like, I feel like until we get there, there's probably a lot of people who would be laughing at these jokes, you know, and I don't know if that's
yeah. Yeah. You can kind of say it's like reflecting of a America in 1966 or 67, I suppose. But I mean, seen in its time frame, they're just throwing this out there. And this could be seen as really progressive. I mean, obviously, a lot of people have embraced, where is it, the scene up of it, this kind of scene as like being real embrace of Afrofuturism.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'm just curious as to how Kirby would have written it. I don't think he would have put in those jokes in there, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. And Stan actually oversells like how technologically advanced it is, because he says the entire topography and flora are electronically controlled mechanical apparatus. Like, come on, dude, let them have some rocks and trees.
He said
the flowers around here are highly complex industrial buttons and dials.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man. You know, this all looks so real back here. Let them have their past and their future.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the approach they took in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirby draws the scene really well, by the way, I think.
Yeah, I like that the panther statue. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Good drawing. Yeah,
so then we get to Wyatt. There's our pal Wyatt.
Wyatt Wingfoot.
What were you going to say about him?
We haven't gone to it, but basically, I mean, he's going to be a hero later on. I'm just surprised Wyatt Wingfoot didn't become a bigger character in the Fantastic Four in the future.
I think he's got so much ability to become something. I really like the way he draws Johnny here.
You know that panel 3?
Yeah.
Is that a panel that was taken by Lichtenstein in one of his artwork?
Oh my God, it looks like it could be. How old does Johnny look in that panel to you?
Oh man, I don't know. 16?
Because like, I think the first three panels, I was going to say, like, I like how Kirby draws him young, but I feel like he draws him different ages in the first three panels. Reed looks like he's like old enough to be Johnny's dad.
He might very well be. He might be old enough to be Sue's dad.
Yeah, that's a good point. Right? Well, and maybe his age has gotten stretched too.
But you know what's so funny about, I guess, one commentary about Reed? What was up with there are a couple of heroes in the Marvel Universe where like they had like the gray hair on the side. Because I'm getting that gray hair just on the side, like Doctor Strange and Reed Richards. They both have that gray on the side of their hair. I wonder what that is. What was that all about?
Oh, yeah. Mine came in gray on the sides, too. I used to blame it on my kids. Look what you've done to me. Then we get this inset with the Inhumans. Nothing much really happens here. Mm-hmm. I guess it's nice they keep building it up. But I can't remember. I know it pays off. And then they come. Now they have come to Wakanda. Yeah, this is kind of cute with Wyatt sleeping, I guess.
Yeah.
They're just kind of milking that joke. That's fine. This page is like one of those Kirby technology euphoria pages or something.
Yeah.
none of it even means anything, but it's such a cool idea to have this all be in Africa.
I would love to see this one in black and white, like Kirby pencils or ink spikes in it on it. It just looks so much better.
The only one I could find was the cover, unless you get the essentials, of course.
Oh, I think I might have some of the essentials.
And then we get into the all-out battle. Battle 2 is nice.
Mm-hmm. Look at
love
that.
Love it when they do special effects like that.
Mm-hmm. Look at Black Panther with the splits. Ooh.
Wow. Wow.
He's flexible.
He is, yeah. He spends a lot of time on the abductor and adductor machines, that's for sure. The man can split those legs. I mean, it's all out action. It's fun, but like it kind of sort of doesn't really amount to much, right?
I always like when Reed, like, I liked this when I was a kid. I liked this as an adult. I always loved it when Reed's fist comes, like when he's punching, he comes like from far away. He's like far away, but his fist is in your face because it's stretching. And then that first panel where he's missing, like he's going for a punch against the Black Panther from like kind of like an unfair distance, right? And he's missing his punch, you know, it's kind of, I love that.
Yeah, you have to wonder how far away he is and how easily the Panther missed it, but it's a nicely framed image too.
Cool one there.
There's good old Wyatt. He's ready to fight. It's his fight too.
Good old Wyatt.
And then the Panther is able to trap Johnny. Again, that panel 4 just looks, the size looks weird to me. But okay, I'll accept that. We're a long distance away from them or something.
Yeah, there's just a lot of just fighting.
Yeah, just a lot of fighting. But Wyatt has a mission. I like how Wyatt does take action. Like he's our human hero among the FF.
I think he was being set up to be a hero and something happened and he never got it. I think that's what people talk about, right? With with Kirby. Kirby would introduce a lot of things and then they would just get forgotten, you know?
Oh, that's what we found out when we were reading New Gods, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You were mentioning them when we were reading the New Gods. Yeah, he just introduced like a character that's kind of cool and then like he'd forget. Maybe that's what happened here too.
Did Wyatt borrow pants from Bruce Banner?
Oh yeah, purple pants. They're popular, right? Look at his shoes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, wait, I should go back. Yeah, he's in dress shoes.
Yeah. Well, I mean he was visiting a king.
The t-shirt and black dress shoes.
A lot of fighting. I like the fighting between him and Reed. That's probably the best part. Like the fists that we talk about.
Yeah, a lot of fighting. Blah, 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 more fighting. He's and able to figure out where Sue is. Nice. Just occurs to me, really nice panel progression through here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you notice like how the middle tier works so well, the way Panther gets closer and closer to us?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't even occur to me. Just thought of that just now. Like, the way he keeps the scene in motion, like you never are lost about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's so smart. I'm really impressed by that 3-panel progression there. But yeah, more fighting. I don't remember him ever using that gas in his gloves again.
He found out it wasn't so safe.
Yeah.
It wasn't hard. It's harmless.
And we get a little hint he's black, right? Because there's his face, his eyes, there is skin sneaking through in panel 1. I know why Ben is drinking this water, especially why he would be, without even thinking about what he's drinking. Sometimes Ben is just dumb.
Yeah. He kind of is.
Yeah. Again, really nice 3-panel progression there on the top 3 panels. But, and the way the Panther stands there in panel 2, like, ha, 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 you idiot. You screwed yourself.
But actually, think about Ben's a pilot, right?
Yeah.
Back in the 60s, pilots were like surgeons. They're like superstars. They're like the richest. They're like celebrities, and they're like very smart and handsome and all that stuff. I remember my grandma always talking about, you know, like the Pan Am flight, you know, like pilots. And so how is it that like Ben's such an idiot?
It's exactly what I was saying.
You know
Why
what
was yeah.
Here's my hypothesis on Ben. I think he's a guy that couldn't make it as a pilot because he just wasn't smart enough. And the reason he went on that flight with the FF was because he couldn't get a job anywhere else. And that was the only job he could get.
I like that. I like that. Because I can't remember ever seeing a panel of or comic where he's actually the test pilot.
Yeah.
I have to go back and see if there is something.
Brief part, like, hey, Ben, I heard you took some flight classes. You know more than I do. Can you help us fly this thing? He's like, all right.
We went to college together. You're my buddy.
Yeah, we didn't even hang out because you're always partying with frat.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wyatt in action.
Wyatt in action.
Full
he looks like Superman.
Dude's like, well, I mean, they set him up as being like this Olympic quality athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So I can kind of buy it.
Yeah. I'm surprised he never came back anywhere else. Like,
I want more Wyatt now. I hope we get some more issues of Wyatt doing his thing.
You should write a story with Wyatt.
You know, I did years ago. I wrote a fan fiction story for like a FF page. I remember that. I got to see if I can find it.
Should.
What about this fight in the dark?
I know. I like this page. This is cool. I like the blue colors, and I like Reed's punches going all over the place.
It's got to be so fun to draw Reed's body.
Mm-hmm.
Stretching so much.
Panel 2 is crazy. He's stretching his right arm, and then he's holding the stretch dart trying to like lasso him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. That's a good.
Isn't that ridiculous? Oh my God. And then he ends up beating him too.
Yeah.
And that's it. He's proven his worthiness.
And then Wyatt has to go and ruin it.
Now that the hunt is over, the game is ended, I shall offer you the explanation. I am the chieftain of the Wakandas. Let me tell you my story.
Mm-hmm. That was cool.
Yeah, an all-out action issue. And so I didn't read ahead to the letters pages, but what were people saying in the letters pages?
Here's a good one I could read. Most everything was really positive. There was one negative one, but that was just because the guy said he was bored.
How could you say you're bored? Huh.
Okay, here it is. The main thing that made my heart sing. This is a letter by Ken Green from Northwest Washington.
Oh.
Oh no, Washington, D.C. Sorry, not Washington.
Oh.
The main thing that made my heart sing is the latest in your concerted effort to bring comic literature to more adult level by portraying members of races other than the white.
Nice.
So that's kind of cool. And then he says... Well, he uses some language that we don't really want to use. But he's also says, I'm gratified at the introduction of Wyatt Wingfoot to your pantheon of characters. Being partially of American Indian ancestry myself, I'm always happy to see a modern Indian shown as being something besides a poor relic of the past. Wingfoot's pride, his skill, and his dignity are in keeping with the real tradition of the past. So that was cool. And he also said, at that time, they didn't know Black Panther was going to be a hero or a villain, but he said that he had a feeling that Black will turn out to be the first great, you know, African descent hero villain in comic book history.
Which ended up being true.
Yeah. And then Yeah. So there's another one about like being really. It's great.
Yeah, I'm glad we looked at this.
Yeah, it was fun.
Not the greatest issue, but I think in terms of its importance, it's very important.
First appearance of Black Panther, right?
Yeah, first appearance of Black Panther.
It's not that expensive, this issue. You could get it for like under $1,000.
It's probably a great investment.
Yeah. I think the next issue is the big deal. That's the better one.
Well, I'll see you next week when we talk about the next issue.